keep listening to the Toonbusters podcast. Have fun.
First of all, who is that lady? The lady that did the backup on the album. He sold out 20K in a space of less than 2 years. Ladies, Snare and gentlemen, Snare, I'm your host for today, Snare. They call me Oba Snare, and you are welcome to episode 58 of the Toonbusters podcast. Today, as you can see, I have a very special guest with me. The only reason I brought him here today is because we are going to be doing a review of Olamide's album.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of Olamide, and I know if I do it alone, I will only be saying the good things, and I'm going to be biased. On this podcast, we can't be biased. We have to attack everybody that we need to attack. The album has been out for about 3 weeks
now.
Also, Asake's O2 show on Sunday, I think it was on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, on this Olamide's album that we want to review, me and this guy, we are going to be having contrasting opinion. But on Asake's O2 show, I feel like we have
the same opinion.
Anybody that has a different opinion than what we are going to be saying today, mm-hmm, I don't know. You need to get checked up.
You shouldn't see anything today.
But let's start with Olamide's album. First of all, like, give me a general overview. What do you think about the album generally? Just like, give us a few words of what you think.
Okay, about Olamide's album, really. That's his actually 10th album or 9th album.
I think 10th.
Actually, Bado tried. I will not downplay his efforts. He tried. But, this man is actually testing new waters. And this album, if I rank it, you know, if I honestly rank it, I'll give it, I think, 7 over 10, to be honest. Because there are some, you know, there are
10
some...
10 over 10? Bro, what the fuck are you talking about?
According to me.
Now I don't know if you know this review.
7 over 10. So, there are some tracks on the album that is actually subpar, that, you know, it's below what Olamide usually give us.
Really, nigga?
Yeah. That problem, for example, I think that's the third or fourth track on the album.
You know, get any.
He sang exactly like this man, this tranquility man. Like, when I don't sabi this person.
Tranquility. No, as I can be tranquility.
She vibe.
She vibe.
Person where they sing nonsense lyrics for industry right now. But they make him money.
Okay.
She vibe. But the thing is, Olamide sang that song. Like, I was even thinking, did she vibe write this song for Baba? Like, how now? Olamide.
Like you just said now.
You are worth more than that, please.
He just said it now that she vibe, they sing nonsense really.
And he's making his money.
So you want to tell me, say, the problem song, there's no meaningful lyrics in the song. The sound, the style might be like she vibes, but there's lyrics.
You actually don't expect a whole song not to have something tangible you can hold on to.
Should you ever know the gates now?
At all.
But anyways, guys, I'm not going to leave it to our opinion alone. I told some people to send me their opinion of the album, and we're going to be listening to that. We're going to be checking out what they feel, and we'll be reacting to what they say. So this one is my neighbor, a very good friend. He's a producer too.
I think Orule album is so nice because as a music producer, I like the selection of beats. And I feel like the features and everything were so planned. Olamide did not only try to fit in. He allowed the features, for example, that Rema song, it took exactly like Rema's beats. And then, so you see, that's what I think.
What do you think about what he said? Like, you know, for example now, I feel like the people Olamide featured, like he said, He
adjusted to their style.
I feel like he just told them that, Alpha, I want you on a song. Go and make something, send it to me, and I will jump in. I feel like that's because that Rema song is exactly like when Rema get this song. Even Fireboy. Now Fireboy starts the song. Now you get the chorus. Now you get hook. Olamide just raps one verse, and that's all. So I feel like he just said, go and make something, and I will jump on whatever you do. Well, do you agree with that?
Actually,
I think an album that has features should contain. It should not be like, you don't know, I will bring the beat to the artist. Yeah, so in my own point of view, I like the album, the choice of beats, the choice of production. I think he made mention of about 15 individuals, different individuals on the song. Like, I saw a tweet that someone was like, Olamide gave regards to like,
to more than 15
different people, Elon Musk,
James Gaza, and many more.
So it's a very nice body of work, and I expect it to do great numbers.
What do you think? But what he said is not wrong.
It's actually not wrong.
The features are really well made. I think we can all agree on that. So, thank you, Larry.
But do you know something?
Yeah.
The arrangement of the songs on the tracks on the album.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first thing, he didn't feature anybody.
No, he did.
He did.
He
arranged the featured.
Separately,
and this the solo ones, he arranged them separately too. I'm the single 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. First five singles, solo. Then last five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Another five featured. Another five, 1, 2, 3.
Wow,
five.
I didn't even realize that, guys. So one more, show me again, I beg. Wow. So the first five songs, there are how many songs on the album?
15 songs actually.
The first five songs are singles, like it didn't feature anybody. The first song, five songs are Celebrate, Ginger, Problem, Gaza, and Doom. Then the next five ones are featured
songs.
Trumpet with CK, Come Alive with Benson, New Religion with Asake, Shibibi with Fireboy, and Mukulu with Rema. Then the last five ones are just solos.
That's the arrangement of it.
That's very impressive. I didn't even realize that. That's very nice. Very, very good. That's nice.
So you should know before we criticize something for you guys, we've actually, you know, listened to it.
Yes.
Reviewed it.
It's not like we're just saying things off the top of our head. So now let's listen to another review.
Actually, I'm going to give that album a 10 over 10 because me...
10 over 10? So
Adok was put into that album.
Yes.
And I'll actually say it's worth the wait. Because Olamide has really put so much effort and hype into that album.
Yes.
And I also call it a work of art.
Yes.
Just like that jam Asake brought for us. Because we should look at the jam all the way from Celebrate, Ginger, Problem, Gaza, Doom, Trumpets featuring CK. That's that one he has dropped before. Down to New Religion. The one he sang with Benson, Come Alive, Shibebe with Fireboy. In fact, this my favorite one here is the one he sang with Rema. That's Mukuni.
I know a lot of people these people sent me these reviews, I did not want to play them because I want to get my first impression on the podcast. So I didn't know he said it, but it is true. The song, I don't know why people are hating on this song so much. The song is so nice.
He's singing rubbish actually.
How?
Olamide's verse.
Tell me one thing that is bad about that song.
Hold on. Olamide's verse on the song is actually top notch.
Mm-hmm.
I will not lie.
What about Rema?
Rema's verse. Okay, that's actually the normal Rema. So.
Are you saying Rema is bad?
I'm not saying Rema is bad.
I don't know, say it with your full chest now.
No, I'm not saying
Rema. So what are you not saying?
That's the normal version of Rema.
Why are you not saying the song is bad?
I'm not going to say it.
Okay, wait. Now, you said Olamide's verse is good on the song.
Yeah.
But you're saying the song is bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but since Olamide's verse on the song is good, and you are saying the song is bad. That means Rema's verse is bad.
I don't know actually.
Say it now.
I don't know.
The song is good.
I'm not going to shoot myself in the leg by saying that. Cause
I feel like that song is one of the best songs on the album. I don't know why you guys hating on this song.
I don't think so.
Maybe you should go and listen to it. Give it this. You don't even need to give it a second listen, guys. This song is dope. I really like Mukulu. The way Rema entered that song.
Okay.
Anyways, let me leave that one. Let's listen to another review.
Hi guys, that album is so lit, for real, so lit. My favorite one in the whole album is Gaza and Celebrate, cause I'm all men. Gaza is for the streets. It's like that song is for the streets. I like the beat, the lyrics, and also Celebrate. Wow, like that album, that song.
That Celebrate is actually a type of song that, you know, that will keep you going, that will, you know, that will give you that ginger that you need.
I don't even remember. You know that Celebrate song?
Mm-hmm.
You know it's the first track on the song, on the album. Mm-hmm. When I listen to it, first of all, who is that lady? The lady that did the backup on the album?
I don't
know. We need to find, I don't know. the way she did do that backup is like so heavenly. That song is the best, it's my favorite song on there. I listen to it. Sometimes I will just listen to that song alone because I really like it, especially the part of that lady.
I love it. Just we need to be celebrated. Like we don't try. Olamide is a legend. Others are also good, but I mean my favorite ones are those two.
What do you think about this guy's what would you have to say to this?
I'll give him a 10 over 10.
He's
saying the truth.
Actually. Yeah.
Gaza and Celebrate Me is actually one of the best songs on the album.
Thank you. So why are you going to hate on the album?
I'm not hating on the album. There are some particular tracks, you know, as I've said, that problem is one of the tracks. Mukulu is another one. Do you get? I'm not going to say anything about them. I'll not criticize them, you know, in total, but I'll just tell you. Both are mid songs. Both Mukulu and
how many songs do you even hit on the album? When they talk say the album is bad. Now like only two songs. You don't have to like everything, you know. I actually like everything, but you don't have to like everything.
Okay. Don't let me say this.
Say it though.
I should say it.
Oh yeah, say it.
You know I'm a Wizkid fan.
I know. Before I come.
And we released an album, I think about a year ago. You guys know that one has been. But I criticized that particular album also because it was mid. You know, you supporting someone will actually, you know, will shield you from, you know, your
sense of reasoning. Yeah, of judgment. That's a lie.
It will shield
okay,
your
yes,
sense
yes,
of judgment you get.
If the album was bad, I would definitely say it.
It's not, I'm not saying it's bad.
What are you saying?
It is mid.
If the album was mid, I would definitely say it. I'm saying it with my full chest that the album is 100%. Nothing is missing in the album. Normally, if I was to pick between Cap Diem and this one, I would definitely pick Cap Diem because
I would pick UI Scooty before this one. I'm being serious right now.
Bombastic Side High.
UI Scooty before really. I'll pick it now. I'll pick UI Scooty.
Now, I don't see say you know even well. Why you go pick you? Unruly is a complete album, bro. The album is really nice, but let's listen to another review.
For me, yeah, I think Olamide did a great work in his album. When I started listening to the tracks, the first three tracks, the Ginger Problem, Gaza, I was feeling like, okay, this song is slow, like compared to the kind of music Olamide started with then. But then I like this. There's something about the sound. I like how the sound, I like everything, the kind of the local sound he chose to like use, the drums, everything like comes together.
Magic sticks and you get. Keys.
Then
they did a great job.
They are really, really just cool. Yeah. And it is like for everybody, you are going to find something that will interest you in the album.
Yes, you will find
the rest
own.
He started with another track was the thing we know him for, the rap, the streets vibe.
Gaza.
That was absolutely very cool too. Yeah. I love the fact that he featured Rema, Fireboy, Buju on those tracks. So if I'm a fan of Rema now, I'll have to listen to that Rema. If I'm a fan of Buju, I'll have to listen to where he featured Buju. So the album is definitely for everyone. Like every fan, the Afrobeat, hip hop, rap, rock, everything, like just like come together in the whole album.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
It's dope.
But what I would say is the album is still made.
Give me two reasons why you think the album is made. Just two tangible reasons.
Two tangible reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Problem, that particular song. I have a problem with that particular song. Problem.
Nice song.
No, I have a problem.
No, pun definitely intended.
You get. I have a problem with that particular song. Problem.
Why? Because it sounds like Shady Vibes.
Yes, and I hate that particular man.
Shady Vibes.
I'm being serious right now. I don't like any of his songs.
So let's listen to another review.
So I think Unruly falls short behind Cap Diem. Like Cap Diem was like a statement album.
Yeah.
All the features, the song on Cap Diem, there was no skips. Everything slaps. But Unruly, there are some skips. Well, I would give it that, okay, maybe because he has 15 songs on the album, so there are bound to be some skips, like songs like Supply, No Worries, and Mukulu with Rema. That was a bad feature. Like,
thank you! I love you for that.
Nah, mistake. No, be waiting. She won't talk with.
And I'm waiting. She won't talk with that. Thank you. I love you for that. Oh, I love you for that.
Why do you guys hate this song so much? The song is so nice. Guys, open your mind. Open your mind. Mugulu.
Remove it. You remove.
In a real thing they do. They make me the Mugulu. Mugulu. Is it the voice?
Not the voice, actually.
What is it?
But that choice of word, it's out of this world. It's out of this world.
The song is nice. I don't see why you guys should hate that song.
To be honest.
Okay, between Problem and Mukulu, which one would you... If you had to choose one, which one would you pick?
The better one. Problem, actually. That Mukulu is the worst song on the album.
Olamide shouldn't have even gone near Rema at all. Like, that was a terrible feature. And it's just like it was not Rema's song. Most Rema feature always come out nice, but that particular one falls short, like, to what we are used to. And it's not a good collab. So basically...
I agree. Some albums, you won't even skip any song.
Yeah,
like Carpe Diem now, you can't skip anyone. True. I think it's because I'm a big Olamide fan. I just can't hate anything Olamide does. So I feel like that's why I feel like every song is 100%. I don't skip any song of the album. Every song sounds good to me. But in all honesty, there might be some that are not like really, really up there.
Yeah.
That's true. But saying the album is mid is a sin. You should be punished by law. 25 years imprisonment. And why you don't say you hate this Problem? Because he's singing like Sheyi Vibes. So you are bringing your hatred of Sheyi Vibes on Olamide. Is that it?
To be honest.
So if you didn't hate Sheyi Vibes, you would like the song?
No. All these metropolitics and
Tranquility. I feel like that album said is a diss for like Asake. Because he said one thing about not gonna send me as a Mr. Money, that one is to Ashake. But normally, we know it's cruise. Mm-hmm. But normally, if you say, like, maybe Ashake was not on that YBNL, and I don't know say that kind of thing, people will take it the wrong way.
Yeah, it would be like it is.
He even said that one that I said, I don't need tranquility. You know, it's Ashake that said he wants tranquility, mm-hmm. but Olamide is saying he doesn't want tranquility.
This hardcore, it's actually on that
bro,
page.
That hardcore is so hardcore. This hardcore is
on that page. So it's much. Fully. Because rap. I think people are no more listening to, you know, rap.
Make I ask you something. If you say, but I don't see they do only pure rap till today, sure you go see the year, they would have left him behind. They would have left. Look at you, what Scooty that you're talking about. That album is a rap. That EP is a
rap album now.
Yeah, that album. Rap album. Even this one, 999 EP.
999, rap album. But I still listen to 999.
The reason is because you like Olamide normally, and you like rap. That's why. If now like normal random person, they would not want to listen to it. We only listen to like 999 and UI Scooty because we like Olamide and we know that this album is really good. But people that don't like Olamide, they are not big fans like that.
You should check this out.
You don't hear them today. See, me say if I hear 999, I hear UI Scooty every time. Those albums are really nice. Okay, you said you rated 7/10. Yeah. I would rate it 10/10, guys. Let me know what you rate the album in the comment section. If you say anything less than 9, I will shoot you. So don't talk.
You should have shot me actually.
You still owe me money, so make I not shoot you yet. But guys, leave a comment. Let me know what you think about Olamide's album. Please don't say anything bad.
Say what is on your mind. Nobody.
And what is on your mind is something good.
It's actually
right.
You don't actually have to be biased. Say what is on your mind. Criticize it. Analyze the song critically. Okay.
You they mention you they put you are emphasizing thank too much on the critical. It's like you're telling them to be saying bad things.
Are you sure?
And now, let me even ask you this one. What do you think about the Olamide stage performance?
Like stage performance.
Yes.
His overall stage performance,
mm-hmm.
it's actually top notch.
Olamide?
Yes, up there with
the. What do you think about Olamide's performance at Ashake's O2 show?
O2 show.
Did you watch that O2 show?
I watched the, like, some, you know, some recap.
I watched everything. I want you to know it's killing myself for this video. I watched it on YouTube.
I don't actually watch the
I O2 did. Show. Olamide, the performance on Ashake's O2 show, I don't really like it. You can see that I'm saying the truth. I don't really like the performance. All of this performance, normal, generally, is good. I don't know how. Badu is a like, shy person.
You get, he's actually becoming more shy.
Yes.
He's not the Badu that you know.
Badu is like, oh my god, yeah, yeah, she go my fall, do it. But Badu is like,
Mr. Olamide, if you want the khaki, come on, collect.
And now that kind of time, if now Badu of this, Bro, Badu. But
he's becoming
Badu
more is getting, shy.
No, relaxed. You know,
he's getting more mature.
No stress.
No, Whiskey back then too. He was.
And Whiskey was with black people for Twitter.
Whiskey dragged Sheishi like mad. Sheishi ran from Twitter sometimes, some few years ago now.
Yeah, and before we move on, guys, a tragedy happened. When was that? Like three days ago. Whiskey lost his mom, and it's a very sad thing.
We are everyone.
Yeah.
In the music industry.
Actually. Yeah, even in the whole world, Whiskey is a global superstar. Yeah. So we are sending our love to Whiskey. We hope God will give him the strength to go through this tough time.
May God grant you the fortitude, you and the family, the fortitude to bear the loss.
It's not easy losing a mom. It's not easy, but like Davido said, sadness flies away on the wings of time. But with time, this pain and everything will go away. Let's move on now. Ashake, here's one thing. He sold out 20K in a space of less than 2 years. Bro, that's like the biggest feat I've ever seen in the history of Afrobeat.
He came into limelight 2021.
February.
And this is 2023, August.
Yeah.
In 2 years
and
5 months. No, 6 months. 2 years, 6 months.
Yeah.
Ashake made a name for himself.
I think we can all
agree. And he's still making that.
He's still doing it, bro. If he wants to do another auto show in the next 3 months now, it will still sell it out. So Ashake is making a name, and I think we can all agree now that Ashake is not an upcoming artist. He's not a growing artist.
Obviously,
he's now an A-list artist.
He's an established artist.
Even Sef, if we are mentioning Wizkid, normally we can't say Ashake and Wizkid. But as at, if we ignore Wizkid, Burna Boy, all the things they have done in the past, if we are focusing on what is happening right now,
Ashake is
Don't let us throw shades. Well, everybody's achievement is worth to be celebrated.
Yeah, to be,
but Ashake did it and made it look very easy. And his story feels like a script.
Like it was scripted.
Feels like they have written this thing. It feels like Yoruba film.
From P Theater. From OAU.
OAU.
Like Ashake was still in OAU 2019. He came to OAU with Spoda Shaggy that time.
Yeah.
2016, he was performing at Pete. And this is 2023, 7 years later. This man is breaking boundaries.
He is. And
he's making waves.
The funny thing is, he's not like conforming to the status quo of, say, sing in English.
He's doing what he wants, in his own way.
He's not trying to fit in. I watched one video of Olamide where he said, Shopsidu, he interviewed him. I don't really remember the question he asked, but Olamide's answer was something about along the lines of like, he used to also do all this yo song. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, yo, I'm kidding on English rap. Then he said when he met Idi Kabasa, Idi Kabasa told him that, see, if you know you want to blow, figubo yo, yesile. Leave all this yo. Do what you know how to do. Be yourself. Be real. And that's when it started rapping in Yoruba.
Did you watch Portable's podcast?
Yes, I did.
That was exactly what Portable said. Portable said you should sing to like...
Sing reality things.
Actually, saying the truth. Like, sing in your own way. Don't
do
actually
what you know how to do.
Employ other people's status.
And
or,
don't use stream farm.
You get... There's actually someone out there right now. Someone who was at number one.
Abi.
How dare you drop to number 97?
This thing they play classic.
I was fucking pinned. Like people are working to get here.
That's the thing.
They like, are working.
Some people are working.
They are working
hard,
overnight.
But
they are working
farmers.
To get, but you are farmers. Imagine Ojoko Oko number 97 under 24 hours.
No, 176. Not 97.
176.
Even now, say
if you don't do maybe top 1,000 or top.
You know, even they top anything at all. It be like they don't even come out to song for Apple Music. I don't even know. But that is like daylight robbery.
Tell you guys.
But let's leave extreme farm. Our point is, do what you know how to do. If you do what you feel like is best and you don't blow, that means you are not good.
Yeah.
That's just the thing. Or maybe it's not made for you. If you feel like you have a talent for music, like Ashake now is a dancer, is a drummer, and is a singer. You don't do dance, you know blow.
Mm-hmm.
You do drumming, you know blow.
See, did that thing.
Skits. Mm-hmm. He did skits too with Spoda Shaggy.
He's
doing music.
And
God said, hey, where you put your head since? Now, waiting, I create you for be this, and you are blowing. And that auto show, when you people, they sing Yoruba lyrics. I was shocked. I even saw one lady, she carried one sign like this. Munifere Ahmed. Now what did she write for David?
Lameda.
Ah. Asake is a big name.
And you know his name before changing into Asake was Medu.
Medu. Like his stage name.
When he was in there, you made
him. Oh, Marcel, Medu, which can, well, no wonder I know Blue. Now why I know Blue?
You all can check it out, actually.
You know, Asake is his mom's name.
Hey, no.
When I was watching that show, and I watched it on YouTube, I was just shouting. I wish I recorded myself. The show was so. I want to drop an hot take. I think you guys should all agree that Asake's entrance in that O2 performance is the best ever. In the history of Afrobeat.
I will not agree to that, actually.
Oh yeah, tell me another entrance way good past that one. In Afrobeat, or not Afrobeat. In the history of O2 performance, or in Afrobeat. Whiskey. Che, the one where they use rope and gun.
I'm not mentioning somebody's name.
Oh, yeah?
Whiskey O2 entrance.
Mm-hmm.
That one, it was on a chandelier like this, with candles surrounding him.
Well, that one's actually good. Bro, helicopter like I get be wole. You don't see him before. He's not even not thick. It's something that everybody should agree with.
Actually.
Nana, your head just the correct. Wait, you want to compare?
I was about to compare
with helicopter. Actually. Ah, bro, that entrance, eh? And he did some like things that are unusual. That's what I like about Asake. He does things that is like no one has ever done this before. For example, now I don't know what they call this kind of performance. All these gymnastic people that will be hanging on rope. I don't know. All this like gymnastics, two ladies, I think they're ballerinas, I'm not very sure. Like, there's rope like this, that they will be doing performance on the rope, that kind of thing. They did it in the show. That kind of thing is not even related to music, and Asake brought it out. See those choir people that he brought too, that were doing backup, all those like unconventional things that he did, those are the things that make the. Even, I feel like, if, you know, Asake sold out, I even saw one tweet that when someone said, delete your draft, Oma Ase. Asake don't sell out. It is all full.
Like 3 days or 2 days.
I know some people go on the type down say Asake don't sell out. See empty space. Blah, 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 blah. Even if he didn't sell out, even if he sold only 10K, he tried. In continue with 3 years. So this kind of thing, they no bond some people who don't do industry for 10 years. They no bond them when made them do them.
You get some people for industry. We see back then, if they won't sell out or two, then go sell them out. But right now, if they want drum or be a lion or quality,
they no bond them well. See,
this way.
We no need to mention name, bro. Let's not mention name. Let's just agree. Let's assume that I didn't just say that. Like this now, apart from Wizkid, apart from Burna Boy, you know, I never see anybody else if you do that kind of thing for this. I'll be able to tell you someone else that can do that in Afrobeat. Davido. Let's say Davido. Let's just, for the sake of peace, let's say Davido. But apart from Wizkid, Burna Boy,
Davido.
Well, yeah, there's no one else. YBNL is packaging Asake. Someone was saying something, I think it was Santos that was saying it's like the way they carry himself is very mad. You know, if they see Asake anywhere,
you
can't even see him feature any artist. Before you can feature Asake like this as an artist, only A-list artists can feature Asake.
Yeah.
All these other people, they can't feature. If it's not Burna Boy, if it's not Wizkid, Davido, Olamide, apart from all those people, you know, we see Asake. So, Asake is a big star. I think we can all agree with that. And I wonder if you read it all. And the thing that is paining me now is Fireboy. I don't know. Fireboy used to be hot. God, no, let turn us to yesterday news. Fireboy is really good.
I'm actually looking out for Fireboy.
I'm looking. I know it's coming back. Look, this is the surest thing in this life. Fireboy will come back.
You see, that is debut album.
And now, bro, one of the greatest albums
ever in
Afrobeat. Confirm me, yeah. It's true.
For me, that's the second best album in Afrobeat history.
See?
That's my second best.
It should be top 10 for everybody.
For me, that's actually my second best.
So, Fireboy is coming back. I'm very sure of it. It's just, you know, every day is not Christmas.
Yeah.
It's just happening like this for now. I'm sure Fireboy will come back. But till then, please support Fireboy. If you see the way he sang in Asake's O2 show, towards the end, the way his speech, he get voice, but we don't know. It will happen. His time is coming back and it will blow up. Drop a comment in the comment section. Let us know what you feel about Olamide's album. If you say anything bad, I will do you bad.
Say anything you want.
But don't say anything bad.
I will be there for you.
Okay. Okay. All right. it cannot be only Duro. Anyways, drop your comments. Let us know what you feel about Olamide's album. Let us know what you feel about. We don't even need to know what you feel about Asake's album.
Asake's performance,
because it's dope.
I think Asake is going to surprise us this year. Maybe by December, I don't know.
With what?
With an album or an EP.
EP.
Olamide know the rest.
Alright, no wala. I guess we will see by December.
Medo know the rest.
Ah, that would be a nice album name.
Actually.
Medo know they waste time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, nice one. And Asake did a very impressive thing. You know, his O2 Academy show that he did. Two fans, they lost their life. Two people died.
Yeah.
And he paid tribute to them before the start of the show. And that's very impressive. It shows that he really cares. Okay, guys. Thank you, Classic, for coming on the episode. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you again in 2 weeks. Peace out.